Matthew Paul Tuccheroni here with the Patriot Report. Super excited. I had an awesome guest on the show the other night, Jordan Mason from AmericaRestore.us, affiliated with Mike Lindell's team as well. Jordan had an amazing presentation on our Arizona recall efforts when it comes to Rusty Bowers. Today, I'm at the Trump store up in Sholo, Arizona. Karen and Steve are amazing patrons. They own the store here in Arizona. It's also the Patriot headquarters as well. Super excited. Jordan had awesome information on the recall efforts of Rusty Bowers. We go into a little bit more detail on why it's important to go after the local legislation of our state instead of focusing on the federal problem. We do have a federal problem, but it starts locally. This is the Patriot Report. Hey everybody out there, Matthew Paul Tuccheroni here with the Patriot Report. I have a really special, awesome guest on the show tonight. Jordan Mason from Restore America, political director. How are you?
Great, thanks awesome. For having me. Matthew.
Yes, thank you Jordan for joining us on the Patriot Report. So here in Arizona, as most of you know, we have a huge recall effort going on right now with Rusty Bowers, our Arizona House Speaker. There is a lot of corruption that's going on and a lot of weird bills being signed by Rusty as votes of yes that don't make sense. But there's one major bill that's he's trying to push, and he's the third offender, I think. Third time offender.
That's right.
Yep. Three-time offender, guys, pushing this bill. And this is why on the last episode you saw the recall efforts when we caravanned to Rusty Bowers' neighborhood. But Jordan has all the intel on why we're really doing this. So Jordan, could you explain to everybody in detail why this recall effort here in Arizona is so important to us?
Right, so I'm with America Restore, and I'll just start there. We're a part of a national group that wants to unify conservative efforts. And out of all the fights that we looked at, Rusty Bowers and its recall is a pretty critical one, not just for Arizona, which I think a lot of people are saying, oh, this is just a local state issue. The reality is, this is a real national issue because, look, you know, some people want to go after the governor and think, I'm cutting off the head off the snake, right? But the problem is the elections, this is a legislative problem. And the governor is an executive branch, right? So you're going after the wrong branch of government here. And so when we want to cut off the head of the snake in the legislature, that's a Speaker of the House, and that's Rusty Bowers. Now, the beautiful thing is, right, Rusty Bowers, out of all the speakers in the country, right, here's a beautiful thing that I've noticed right off the bat. Here's a guy that got beat out in votes by his fellow Republican seatmate every election since 2014 moving forward, right? So even in his own district, people don't like the guy, right? Somehow he's the Speaker of the House. This is the guy that controls where committee assignments go, where bills are assigned for committees, right? He has huge influence on how, you know, bills become law. And so if we're gonna really reform elections, it's gotta start there. Right, we got to get rid of the problem, and the problem is the head of the snake. This is the guy that said on record in a press release, right, even if there was evidence, the legislator can't do what's being asked. And at the time, it was to look at the elections, right? And this is December 6th of last year, right? So I mean, ample amount of time that if there was fraud proven, that, you know, we could actually have a legal remedy there. You know, session hadn't started, no new laws have been passed. Now, you know, that clock's kind of been ticking. So, you know, when you look at the fight, this is a strategic fight because not only it's really a twofer, right? Because one, here's a beautiful thing. People talk about going after governors, and one, the probability of getting a governor recalled, there's only been two in American history that have ever been recalled, right, Matthew?
Right.
So when you look at it, and just in the last 17 years, right, there's out of 35 recalls for governors, one actually succeeded. That was in California with Governor Gray, right?
Okay.
So out of 35, we've got a 2.9% chance in the last 17 years of historical data. If you go nationally, right, there's only been two, right? And that's out of hundreds, right? But if you look at legislators, you got a 55% chance. I mean, think about it this way. Arizona is 113,000 square miles, right? So that's a statewide recall. Mesa, Arizona, legislative district 25, that's 75.9 square miles, right? if we talk about all the voters in, you know, Arizona, man, you're talking about like 3.86 million voters, right, registered. In Legislative District 25, you're talking about like 186,000, right? So, I mean, you're talking about magnitudes different. But the kicker is, how many governors are there in the nation? There's 50 of them. How many speakers of the House are there nationally? Well, there's 50.
Right.
So you still have the same massive national impact, right? You cut the head off of a snake like that, all of a sudden, you know, people start turning their heads going, wow, something's going on here. Because that doesn't happen often. But the difference is, one, it's tactically tangible, right? I mean, I can reach out. We can get 22,331 signatures. That's all that's required to get rid of the Speaker of the House.
Now, to get say that number again.
22,331.
To get rid of the Speaker of the House of Arizona, Rusty Bowers.
That's it?
That's it.
That's a bare minimum. You need valid signatures of 22,331. Now, to get rid of the governor, it's 750,000.
Right.
Right. I mean, again, magnitude's different.
And it's statewide, so you would have to go statewide with
that
recall.
You'd have to go statewide. Absolutely.
With Rusty Bowers, you stay in one district, which is, you said 79 square miles?
75.9
square miles, guys.
Right. So, it's doable.
It's a strategy.
Absolutely. And here's the bigger bonus that a lot of people don't see, right? Is if you go after the governor, you just replace the governor, right? But if you go after the Speaker of the House, right, all of a sudden there's this leadership position that's vacant, right?
Right.
Well, now they got to replace that, right? So if you got a good conservative legislator that's already in the legislature, well, now there's an opportunity to move up into leadership. But there's also a vacancy over here in Legislative District 25 requiring a special election. So not only do you get a chance to elect a brand new conservative legislator, but if you got a good one already in there, they get to move up. You get a twofer. Right? You get two opportunities at the apple of being able to pass pro-liberty, pro-freedom legislation right here in Arizona by doing one thing.
That's beautiful.
I think so.
I think that's a beautiful strategy for Arizona. So.
Yeah. And I mean, next step after this, let's get our conservative freedom-fighting, you know, people in office. Let's change elections, not just here in Arizona. Let's get good legislation. Let's take it nationally.
You hear that, guys, in Arizona? Let's take it nationally. We could potentially, as a state, really start a really historical movement. And this is going to be nationwide. But it does start. And I express this to you guys all the time. The federal level right now, yeah, it's a mess. But state, our local governments, that's where we need to focus in. Because they put these people in place. Why? Nobody focuses on local politics.
Right.
So all of these years, they were able to do this and get us to this point where we're at in such a mess in this country is because everyone turns a blind eye when it comes to state and local politics. Everybody right. wants to worry about the federal.
Absolutely.
So this is why it is important what we're doing here, especially starting with the Speaker of the House. That's legislation. That's where bills are passed for laws and mandates and all that. The governor, he just signs off on these. He's just a spokesperson.
Right.
We have to go after the legislation.
Right. You know, I'll throw one more thing out here, and that's kind of the unique thing about America Restored is, so that's why, you know, if you get a chance, you can go on AmericaRestored.com and sign up, you know, donate, do all those things. But what we're trying to do is get political activists in every part of the country where you're communicating, right? So, I mean, the nice thing is I've been in politics for, you know, 10 years or so, right? And so I've made a lot of these contacts, right? So I have the ability, somebody asked me about, you know, stuff going on in Michigan yesterday. Nice thing was I was able to pick up the phone and call somebody. But somebody like you, you hear about something going on in Michigan, who do you know, right?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
But the nice thing is that's what America Restored is trying to do, is put people like you in touch with people all over the country. So if somebody comes up with a great idea, right? I mean, there's one of the bad things that I see in grassroots conservative activism is everybody's got to be the smartest guy in the room. The truth is that's not what gets things done. Sometimes you may have a great idea. Sometimes you may not. But whoever has a great idea, it's not about who has a good idea, who can actually get it executed, right? And so, you know, there's things that Michigan's doing right now that I'm looking at and going, that's some interesting election integrity legislation, right? Talking about different ways of requiring, you know, identification and things like that, that I'm going, okay, you know, this is feasible. But the problem is, Michigan right now, do I think they can get it done? Probably not. Where do I see real promise in taking that exact same concept and possibly getting it done? Well, here. Right, especially if we recall the Speaker of the House, because then I not only have somebody that can introduce the bill, but I also possibly get an opportunity to get somebody in leadership that can help us in assigning where that bill goes to a friendly committee to almost guarantee that we get it out of the House. right? And then that only leaves us the opportunity to tackle the Senate, and if we conquer both houses, it's on its way to the governor, and we can change history.
Absolutely. I like that, too. And another thing, too, that you brought up to me, Jordan, about Governor Ducey is he's termed out. So don't focus on the governor, guys. He's termed out. I mean, so it is what it is. Like, it's legislation. You guys don't like these laws? It's legislation. Educate yourselves a little bit more. And what I'm going to do moving forward on this channel is I am going to start an educational series of some sorts to get you guys educated in at least our local politics, our local state level politics, our constitution. You know, a lot of people out there don't even know that we actually have a state constitution too. We have a state Congress. And, you know, I was one of those few people that didn't know, or the majority of the people in our country don't know a lot about state and local politics. I didn't know anything really until I would say November.
Sure.
Really. I mean, I saw everything going down throughout the whole entire year of 2020, but when I said, oh my God, we have a state problem, not a federal problem.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'll give you a great example. I'm kind of excited about it. I'll tell you a quick joke before we jump into this.
Yeah.
But I tell people all the time when they say, well, I don't do politics, I always tell them, well, politics does you, and sometimes it's with sandpaper, right? Because it's true, right? People don't think about it, but they go, oh, I'm not going to get involved in politics. And I'll give you the example, right? I was a city councilman when I was 25. And so I was one of the youngest elected in my state. And a lot of people said, well, why do you care about this? And I said, you care about that sidewalk in front of your house? Well, yeah. You care about that street that, you know, you drive on to get to work? Well, yeah. You care about the water that you drink? Well, yeah. Guess who controls that? I do. Right? So hopefully you made a good vote. Right? And people go, well, what do you mean you control that? Yeah, I controlled the budget when I was 25. I controlled the budget for our entire municipal water system. Right? I was one of 10 people that voted on, are we going to add new filters? Or are we going to allow, you know, E. coli to go into your drinking water and you can all die? Right? Those are the people that decide those things. And that starts at just your city council level. Right? So people don't think about it. Then, you know, you get into, and I'll give you the one that everybody has, right? These things, electricity, that's a public utility commission board, right? Who determines your rates that you pay for electricity? That's your PUC. And here's the fun-filled fact. When people say, oh, I can't make a difference. Do you know how many people actually participate in PUC elections? It's one of the least active elections in the country, if you look at them, right? So can you make a big difference there? Hell yes, you can, right? It doesn't take very much to actually change who's on those PUC boards, right? And in some states, they're appointed. But, like, there's all sorts of things. You look at, like, city council levels, like, man, you're talking about a couple thousand people, you know, maybe 10,000. Well, that's not very hard, right? And, I mean, what do you influence? A shitload of stuff. You know, so I absolutely, when you say there's an opportunity to get involved, there's all sorts of little things that the more you learn, right, you can absolutely get involved in. And, you know, and here's the other kicker, even as a private citizen, and it drives me nuts. Sorry, you got me like.
No, it's great. I love it. That's what this show is about.
Right, but when citizens say, I can't make a difference, and I go, I've written 10 pieces of legislation this year and got introduced, and I got 4 of them passed, right? So I got to clean up a couple. How did I do it? Most people go to a legislator and say, hey, you know, Matt, you're a good guy. I want you to do all these things for me, right? And then after you get off the phone with me, 30 other people call you, right? And then there's somebody like me, a professional, and I walk up and say, Matt, you and I had a conversation last week about this subject. You said you agreed that you feel that the PUC rates on how electricity is being rated right now is too high, and there's no sort of discrimination for the elderly, right? And you say, yeah. And I said, and then we talked about your grandmother and kind of the tough time she had in the winter, right? Yep. Here's the good news, Matt. I got a piece of legislation right here that will revise those subjects. I've got a bullet point right here for your talking points. This is how I'd like you to introduce it. Would you be willing to take that to the LRC and talk about get it introduced? Whose legislation do you think Matt's going to introduce? The guy where he now has to write the legislation, do the research, write it up, get it approved into the deal, or somebody that comes with this nice little packet, hands it to him and says, would you do this for me? I'm guessing it's the guy that did the homework and actually wrote it up. Here's the beautiful thing, guys. If you want to write legislation to change Arizona politics, you can go to azleg.gov, go to the Legislative Council, and there's a legislative drafting manual right there. So if you want to start drafting legislation today, right now, you can call your representative, write up a fact sheet of why you want to change the laws, write up that legislation and hand it to him and say, do me a solid. And if he says no, here's the beautiful thing. You've got dozens of other legislators all throughout the state. Pick up the phone and start calling them. They actually have a legislative directory. You can call them. Try it out. Go change the world.
I will even post the link to AZ Ledge in the description box below. So please check that website out, guys. You can start drafting the bills now yourself. We the people have the power. Remember that. The reason why we're in this mess is we haven't realized as a country, guys, in 150 years since 1871, that we hold accountability over our elected officials. We do. The reason why they're doing the stuff that we're doing is because we're not calling them. We're not down there busting down their doors, demanding change. We're not. We're sitting behind our computers being keyboard warriors. The keyboard warrior stuff, it worked throughout 2020 because we were locked up and in our homes. Get out now. All right. A lot of states are lifting the state of emergencies. Get out now and act, please. Please get out there, act, get educated, listen to material like this, get on your legislative district's websites, all of it. I'll post everything in the description box below for sure. Jordan, with the work that you're doing, you've traveled around the US a lot. What other states are following suit, like Arizona? What others, how many states out there are actually really doing something like what Arizona is doing? I really want to know.
So there's a handful of states that are talking about it. I mean, Arizona's really at the forefront. Georgia's had a lot of activity, right, and dealing with election integrity, talking about an audit as well. But they really haven't made the sort of progress that you guys have as far as, like, really actually trying to look into what actually happened, right? So there's for states for election integrity legislation, right, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania had a couple bills that, unfortunately, it's a blue state in a lot of ways, so it pretty well got killed. Florida's got a couple bills that have kind of popped up on my radar that are kind of interesting. They're moving. So there's quite a few different states, but I will say this. Arizona has been kind of the focal point for the country because, you know, not only are you looking back in the past saying, wait a second, and you've presented some evidence that is, I mean, pretty hard to deny, right? I mean, I'm seeing pictures of shredded ballots and an old guy hopping out of a dumpster. I mean, that's a little you know, shocking.
Yes.
Right. You know, not to mention, you know, in part of your audit, right? I mean, you guys have admitted that you've got signed affidavits of people saying I went to vote and they told me I already voted, right? I mean, those are types of evidence that even make me kind of back up and go, well, that's unique. So because of some of that audit stuff, I think a lot of people have looked at your state and said, wait a second, you know, there's a real opportunity to not only create a precedent here judicially that allow future areas to actually, if there is something funny with the election, right, be able to have a legal precedent and documentation and, you know, evidence to say, hey, you documented that these machines can make these errors, right? Here's my basis for why I think that's true and actually be able to create some legal precedents, but you're also creating political solutions, right? Because with the recall of Rusty Bowers, right, you have an opportunity to take the lessons from the past and move forward with the future with a real way of actuating that future. So, I mean, that's when you look at the things you need to really affect change, that's it. That's the combination, right? You got to know what didn't work. You got to know what a solution is moving forward. You got to have a way of doing it. You guys have an opportunity to do that. And really right now, nationally, I don't see another state that has this sort of unique situation going on. I mean, that's why I'm here.
And I love it. And we're thankful to have Restore America here supporting our efforts and what we're doing. Arizona, I lost it, but we'll come back to it. But Arizona is important. And I, talking about election fraud, I mean, my story is real short. I walked in 6:30 in the morning, election day. One, was told, put your mask on, right? I'm like, this is election day. Like, there's no mask. And she's like, well, unfortunately, you're going to have to vote outside. So then the lady who was running the election precinct, she says, and your people are over there in that table. I go, my people, huh? She automatically assumed, because I wasn't wearing a mask, I was probably a Trump supporter. And sure enough, yep, my people were there. All Trump supporters at a round table outside, 35 degrees outside, made us sit out there. They brought our provisional ballots to us. Incomplete ballots. The only Republican choice I had was Mike Pence and Trump. That's it. All the legislative stuff, all the state stuff, all Democrat choices, no Republican choices. Handed me a Sharpie. And we all voted together. We all looked
with a Sharpie.
With a Sharpie. We all looked at each other. And this lady goes, this is, I go, I know it's highly illegal. I go, we'll find out everything tonight. And she goes, really? I go, just, I go, play along with it, because we'll find out everything tonight. So we did. We used our Sharpies. And then when we were finished, we were looking over and she goes, who's this guy? Who's that guy? We were all looking at our ballots.
Right.
And then after I was done voting, the precinct committee person or whoever is in charge of the election precinct came over and said, all right, cool. She brought us to the back of the building, opened up this back door to this building, cardboard box with a cutout on it, and we stuck our ballots in a freaking cardboard box.
That's insane. Like, there's a number of...
Anyways, I had to get that out there. I haven't shared that with you guys yet at all about what happened to me on election day.
I mean, here's the other issue. So I've been in politics, like I said, for about 10 years, right? A little over that. And what bothers me is in every state, in every election, right? People ask me all the time, do you believe that voter fraud happens? And I'm like, all the time, right? I mean, there is yet to be an election that I haven't seen something that I'm like, oh, that's illegal, right? And 90% of the time, right, it's stupid things that people don't think about, right? I'll give you a great one, and I'm not admitting this, right? But I kind of admit it. My wife, God bless her, I love her to death, we moved. Right, so when I moved, the first thing I did is I re-registered because I had a new address and I was in a new district. My wife, who loves me dearly and I love her, didn't think about it, right? So all of a sudden, an election popped up. And she said, I'm going to vote. And I went, there's no special election in our district. Where are you going to go vote? And so she named it and I said, honey, that would be voter fraud. You no longer live in that district. You are no longer eligible to vote for that special election that we moved away from, right? God bless my wife, right? Thankfully, she didn't vote, right? But those things happen all the time where people move, they don't think about it. But here's the real problem, right? In this election, we saw things and the rules, right? The laws changed right before it, right? And I'll give you a great example. A lot of people got upset because before the 2020 election, I told one of my friends, I said, I think Trump is going to lose. And they said, how can you say that? He has overwhelming support. And I said, you're not looking at it. I said two things, right? If you look at 2018, even in my little state in South Dakota, where we have more cattle than people, and that's not a punchline, it's a reality, right? We've got 1.4 million cattle to 800,000 people, like small state. But even in South Dakota, we had voting centers that stopped in 2018, right? Election polling places just stopped. So I called one of my friends in Colorado and said, I can't believe what the fuck's happened. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, polling places shut down. He said, here too. Then I had another friend down in Arizona, right? And you guys apparently had the same problem in 2018. Various polling places just shut down. There were these problems with these machines. And the same thing in Texas and the same thing in Louisiana.
And Florida.
And Florida.
Tim Canova, he ran for, I believe, House, I want to say Reps in Florida, House of Reps in Florida. And he... same thing, voting issues in 2018 with the Dominion machines.
Yep.
And I had Tim Canova. He was one of my first guests that I ever did on the show, one of my first episodes. And I had Tim Canova on, and he talked about what happened to him in 2018.
Right.
And I know Trump's administration used his knowledge and his stuff, what he learned in 2018, and used his advice in this whole election stuff.
Right. I mean, there's the kicker is then all of a sudden, like, I came from, you know, when I was younger, I was a part of the whole DEFCON type movement, right? And so DEFCON, right, they started a new contest that they started buying voting machines, tabulators, Dominion systems online, which this should tell you how unsecure our elections are. You can buy a Dominion voting machine on eBay. Not a joke, right? Which should scare everybody. But at any rate, they started buying these machines and holding contests and saying anybody that can hack the machine, right, there's a $10,000 pot. Well, there's this thing called the Village Report where they started documenting exactly how people can hack. And then I started looking at this going, how is it that the polling places in South Dakota went down, Colorado, Arizona, all at roughly the same time, right? That almost implies that they're networked, right? And that's when I started kind of opening my eyes going, ooh, right? Because most elections, even though there's fraud, most of the time it's that small, you know, inconsequential stuff that, you know, somebody moved, they shouldn't have registered, right? Somebody filled out their grandpa's absentee ballot and then he died. And so, you know, forgot to mail it in, decided to mail it in after the guy had died, right? I mean, stupid things, right? And they're still wrong, but are they really going to influence and flip an election? No, because you're talking about one to maybe 100 here and there, right? But when you're talking about thousands, the second thing that I noticed is all of a sudden states, right? Like, I'll just take my own state. In South Dakota, it is illegal. If you are not medically indigent or active duty military while deployed to vote absentee, you cannot vote absentee that way, right? All of a sudden, our Secretary of State went, you know, this COVID thing, I'm just going to disregard the law altogether and allow everybody to vote absentee. Wisconsin suddenly passed same-day voter registration, right? And I called it early. I went, Wisconsin is going to have more votes than registered voters. And they said, how's that possible? And I said, they just gave themselves the biggest alibi of all time. They're going to turn around and go, yeah. So when we reported it on last Monday, right, where there were only 150,000 people in this particular county that were registered, well, there's actually 400,000 people that live in this county, right? So we just had this massive same-day voter registration of another 100,000 people in our county, and now we got 250,000 people here, right? And it becomes nearly impossible. So they started changing the rules of the game, right? Us people were playing on the politician's turf. And they bring this full circle. Again, this is why we need to start here, right? Because if we start to change the rules with our guys in the office, we're going to write the rules of how we're going to have our elections for us, the people, how we want them run, right? And the politicians got to play on our game, on our turf, according to our rules.
Because that's how it was set up for.
Just saying.
Just saying, guys. That's how it was set up for. And I mean, gosh, it's quarter after midnight right now. And I've been over at Jordan's place here in Mesa. And we've been talking for the last few hours. And you know what? This is what I mean by getting off the couch. Yeah, we're on the couch right now. But we had great ideas. And we're like, boom, we got to jump online and get this information out to people.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing, guys. That's what we're doing. You know, we're doing this. You know, a lot of people in the Patriot Party movement, they're, you know, we're doing this completely. We got rid of our jobs. I know that I dissolved my business to do this. So please, guys, if you have an inch and you want to do this, get involved. Listen to what Jordan's saying. Get involved. It's important. And focus. If you're not in Arizona, start focusing on your legislation in your states. Start focusing on your legislators in your states. Because I know some of you are not from Arizona that watch the show. So please, 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 please get involved. Jordan, myself, and another LD leader from the Patriot Party, we have such an amazing idea. I'm going to tease you guys with it. We are going to do a part two to this episode, and we're going to go a little bit more in depth into Rusty Bowers and why we're recalling him, why that major bill that we are focusing on, why it is important. To us, it just seems really fishy and really... your take on it? We can give them a little teaser, Jordan, on, you know, the bill that's being pushed, but we don't want to go too much into detail with it because we really want to...
I feel filthy about it. Filthy.
Filthy.
Just filthy.
It's filthy.
Yeah.
Just, the bill's out there. I mean, he's got a list of bills that he's voted on. It's out there. Do your research, guys, but we will be definitely exposing that Bill in the next episode, which I've already done in the previous episode as it is. So you guys know why I'm really pushing for Rusty Bowers on this show, because you all saw me in action last week. So, you know, there's no evidence of him being an actual that, but he supports it. So to me, he is one. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
All right, and
three-time offender.
Yeah, he wanted to push this bill three times?
Three times now.
This is his third attempt, guys, and the way things are going, he could succeed, which is filthy and scary.
That's disgusting. At the
same time. So, I'm really excited. Jordan, do you have anything else, brother, for the show? Anything else that you want to give the state of Arizona or the nation? Right now.
Yeah, you know, here's the other thing that I would throw out is, you know, for those people that, you know, you are working, you have another job, here's the other thing that I'll throw out. Look, if you have an hour, 2 hours, whatever, contact people like, you know, the Arizona Patriot Party, Steve Daniels, myself, right? Even an hour matters. And if you don't have an hour, but you got $50, no, it doesn't sound like much, but seriously, donate to your local, you know, political action committees. Donate to America Restored, right? We will put that money to use to people that may have an hour, 2 hours, right? And people don't think about it, but, you know, I know Matthew lives in Sedona, right? He had to drive here. Somebody has to help with, you know, Matthew with his gas, right? So if you get a chance, toss Matthew $50. He's doing good work, but he needs gas to drive on. I know people don't think about it, but all those little things matter. So please, whatever you can give, it's appreciated, and we'll put it to good use for liberty and freedom.
Awesome. I'm going to put all of Jordan's contact info for the webs for his organization and everything in the description box below. Jordan, thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Honestly, guys, because you know what? I have been traveling our entire state the last 3.5-4 weeks, and I've spent a lot of money just on hotels, but I'm getting information out there. You know, you guys saw me at the border 2 weeks ago. Somebody has to do it. And, you know, I haven't even asked for a single dime once throughout this whole thing. So thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely.
And as soon as my website for the Patriot Report is up and running, which I'm working on now, we will have a website for the show. There's some things going on right now, too, with YouTube. They are shadow banning me heavily. Took my subscription button away last week when I uploaded that 5G episode with Dr. Benjamin Benulis. Huh. Took it away for a whole hour and cut my audio, just left the video on.
Huh.
And I watched the analytics in real time, YouTube, and I saw the video actually getting a lot of attention, and then you dropped it, and then you took my likes away and everything. I know what you guys are up to. So we are doing this out of the kindness of our hearts, guys. We really are. I mean, gosh, you have a family in South Dakota.
I do. Wife
and a little girl, and he's here. And he doesn't know how long he's going to be in Arizona until Arizona is on its way of being able to be self-governed again by the people. So thank this guy, okay? He's sacrificing a lot. You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't have kids like myself or a wife or a husband. You do.
Yep.
So really, guys, this right here, true patriot.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
I really, really do.
So, going to be doing some more fun stuff with this guy here. Looking forward to it. Please subscribe to this channel. Hit those notification bells. Like and share. Moving over, hopefully, to Frank's Speech really soon. As soon as Frank's Speech, which is Mike Lindell's platform, it's a hybrid between YouTube and Twitter. So his platform is up. However, YouTubers and podcasters can't create accounts yet until they get all the twinks. Gonna edit that one out. All the kinks worked out. So thank you. Yeah,
that's a prelude to the next episode.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna leave it up there. I'm not gonna edit that out. Because I think my fellow gay community would appreciate what I just said. Twinks. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been an awesome episode. I really had fun with this. So thank you so much, guys. Subscribe, hit those notification bells. This has been the Patriot Report. Matthew Paul Tuccheroni and Jordan Mason with
America Restored.
And how can they get a hold of you? What's the website?
AmericaRestored.us.
Awesome. Cool. Take care, guys. God bless. Namaste.
Mm-hmm.